Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is another update on Turkey. If you've been following my recent videos, you'll know that we've been looking at what's been going on with the Turkish lira, which is really important to Turkey as they are a net importer at the moment. They have to import a lot of their raw materials and goods before they're processed and then exported. So the Turkish lira value is really important to the Turkish economy. And if you've been following the situation, you'll know that in December, the Turkish lira devalued significantly. And the central bank in Turkey had to step in and support the lira in the currency markets. And it's now trading at somewhere around about the mid 13 lira to $1 range. And it's been pretty stable for the whole of January. So we saw the value whipsaw around in December. And I'm being asked a lot of questions from everybody saying, how come the Turkish lira is now so stable? And there's been a lot of people saying, we don't think that the Turkish economy is in difficulty because look what's happening with the lira. So in this video, I wanted to go through exactly what is going on with the lira. I've got some data that I think shows what's really going on with the lira. I don't think it's just stabilized in the international markets by its own accord. I think there's actually some support being given to it, but we'll go through the information. So in this video, I'll talk to you about intervention, what intervention is and why countries intervene to support the value of their currency. We'll have a look at what's happened to the Turkish lira in the past and the redenomination of the currency that took place in 2005. We'll look at what happened to the currency in December and the level of support that the Turkish Central Bank had to provide to maintain the value of the currency. And then we'll look at what's happened in January, and I'll show you some data that I think reveals exactly what is going on with the Turkish lira right now. And then finally, I'll wrap up with a summary as to what I think is likely to happen over the next 3 to 6 months and why the value of the Turkish lira is so critical to the Turkish economy and what is likely to happen over the course of 2022. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and please subscribe if you haven't done so already. And remember that I always include chapters in my videos, so it's really easy to skip through a section if you're not particularly interested in that. And for regular viewers, I just wanted to let you know that I've changed my microphone for this video. So previously I've been wearing a lapel microphone on here, but today I'm working with one of these microphones. So not sponsored, not trying to promote the product, just letting you know what's going on with regards to the production. The aim of the currency markets is to set a relative value between all of the currencies in the world so that you know what your currency is worth compared to others. So the most common example is the US dollar. That's the benchmark currency that most countries look to see how the value of their currency is trading in the international markets. And the strength of a currency will depend upon a variety of factors, including interest rates in that country, the political situation in that country, and the level of demand for raw materials and other products coming out of that country. So generally speaking, if you're a country that produces something that the rest of the world needs to buy, such as oil, and you've got a stable political environment, and your interest rates are at a stable level, then your currency should be strong in the international markets. Because when people want to buy the oil that you're selling, it means that they will have to convert their own currency into your currency, and therefore your currency should be in demand and remain at a relatively high level. However, if you're a country that's a net importer and you don't have any valuable raw materials or goods to sell to the rest of the world, then you have to work with other mechanisms to try to keep your currency stable, such as interest rates and a stable political environment. So if we take the example of Turkey, Turkey does not have an abundance of natural resources that the rest of the world wants to buy. So therefore, it's a net importer. It has to import raw materials and unfinished goods, which it then manufactures and produces and exports out to the rest of the world. So there's no strong driver for other nations to be buying the Turkish lira. So Turkey therefore depends upon a stable political environment and interest rates that are attractive to the rest of the world. Now, as you'll know if you watch the channel, interest rates are very closely linked to inflation. And inflation has been running at a high level in Turkey for quite a long time now. And that's meant that interest rates are also very high. Now, in normal circumstances, high interest rates would attract in investors, and therefore there would be demand for the Turkish lira, and that should keep the exchange rate relatively stable. However, there is a tipping point, and once interest rates go beyond a certain level, everybody is cautious about hyperinflation and the fact that the economy could be running away with itself, and therefore we could see the value of the currency starting to fall. And that's what's been happening with Turkey over the last couple of years. Interest rates have been above 20%, and that's a warning sign to investors all around the world that something isn't right in Turkey. As I've discussed a lot on this channel, the usual way to deal with high inflation is to increase interest rates, because that calms spending and therefore demand goes down, and therefore you should see prices starting to come back down rather than going up. Now, Turkey have taken a contrarian view of the world, and in September they decided to start reducing interest rates even though inflation was increasing rapidly. And that combination of rising inflation and falling interest rates led to a huge fall in the value of the Turkish lira in the international markets. And in order to stop the falling value, the Central Bank of Turkey had to perform an intervention. An intervention is basically when the central bank of a particular nation steps into the international currency markets and starts buying its own currency using foreign currency. And the reason they did that is based on simple economics. The currency markets are a pure market. It's all about supply and demand. And if you have all supply and no demand, then a price will fall because nobody's buying, everybody's selling, and therefore the price keeps going down. So until somebody starts buying that currency, the price will just keep falling and falling and falling. And that's what the Turkish Central Bank did in December. They became a buyer in the international markets of Turkish lira, and they used their US dollar reserves to do that. So an intervention is simply when a country decides to buy its own currency. Nobody else wants to buy it, and therefore they step in and start buying it and artificially keep the price at a certain level. So why would you undertake an intervention in the currency markets? Well, there's a variety of reasons for doing so. And Turkey did this in December to try to stabilize where the lira was trading. And they wanted to do that because they are a net importer. So it's really important to the economy of Turkey to ensure that the Turkish lira has good value in the markets. They have to buy in a lot of goods, and they also have to buy in a lot of energy. So we've talked about it a lot on this channel, that they have to buy natural gas to feed their power stations and also to feed the network of households that use it for heating and cooking. They have to make those purchases in US dollars because that's the market for energy, and therefore they need the Turkish lira to have a good exchange rate against the dollar. Otherwise, those purchases become more and more expensive and put a lot more pressure onto Turkey. So there's a good economic reason for trying to maintain the value of your currency. And the main driver for making an intervention is to stop the run on the currency. So if the price is going down and down and down, you want to put a stop to that. And then the next step beyond that is to solve the problem that caused this position. So if it's a short-term measure that you can fix, then it makes sense to make an intervention, stop the run on the price, and then fix the problem and carry on as you were. So it's broadly comparable to when we see the price of a share suddenly spiking or plummeting on the stock markets, and the stock market then suspends that share because they want to know what's going on. Why is that price suddenly moving dramatically? They suspend the share and then give the company time to either make an announcement or for something to happen so that the price can then stabilize. So we do see this sort of thing happening in lots of different markets. But the problem that we've got with the Turkish intervention in December is that it wasn't caused by a short-term blip. This wasn't because of rumours in the market or somebody trying to short the Turkish lira and then causing a run on the currency. This was caused because the Turkish authorities decided to start cutting their interest rates at a time when inflation was moving to a 10-year high. So there was a fundamental cause of the fall in value of the lira, and that cause has not been fixed. So stepping in and making an intervention in December did stop the price falling below a certain level, but it didn't solve the problem as to why that price had got so low. So the key question remains, why has the Turkish lira stabilized? and remained trading at around about 13.5 lira to the dollar, when the fundamentals remain exactly the same as they were in mid-December, when we saw the value fall dramatically. So I wanted to touch briefly on what happened back in 2005 when the Turkish lira was redenominated. Now, the original Turkish lira dates back to 1923, and following World War II, in 1946, it was pegged against the US dollar at a rate of 2.8 lira to $1. Now, over the decades, that rate deteriorated, and by the 1980s, we were looking at an exchange rate of around about 80 lira to $1. By 1990, it had got to 2,500 lira to $1. By 95, it was 43,000 to $1. By 2000, it was 620,000 to $1. By 2001, it was 1.25 million to $1. And by 2005, it got up to 1.35 million to $1. And the Turkish lira had the unwanted accolade of being recorded in the Guinness Book of World Records as the least valuable currency in the world. In 1995, 96, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, and 2004. So the decision was taken to redenominate the currency, and the Turkish authorities introduced the new Turkish lira. So the international symbol for the new lira is TRY versus the old lira, which was just a single T. And the redenomination was 1 million to 1. So one new Turkish lira, TRY, was worth 1 million old Turkish lira, the T. And at the point when they introduced the new Turkish lira, the rate to the US dollar was 1.344 lira to $1. Now that rate has deteriorated over time, but in the first 13 years of the new Turkish lira, it was a relatively slow deterioration. And by 2018, the rate was 4.8 Turkish lira to $1. Now, since 2018, we have seen a rapid deterioration in the new Turkish lira, and that has been accentuated over the past few months. So let's have a look at what's happened to the value of the Turkish lira over the last few months. And the starting point for this analysis will be on the 24th of September, which is when the Turkish Central Bank cut interest rates from 19% to 18%. So this was the start of the new policy that focused in on reducing interest rates at a time of very high inflation. So that was a surprise to the international markets. So we saw after the 24th of September, when the Turkish lira was trading at around about 8.9 to the dollar, it started to fall in value. And it rose above 9. And then on the 22nd of October, the Turkish Central Bank announced that it was cutting interest rates further to 16%. So they dropped another 2%. And we can see in November it started to move towards 10 to 1. And then on the 19th of November, the Turkish Central Bank cut the rate again to 15%. So we'd gone from 19% to 15% in the space of 2 months. And that really sent a message to the market that Turkey was serious about this strategy of continuing to reduce interest rates at a time of extremely high inflation. And that's when the value of the Turkish lira really fell like a stone. So we can see that through November, it got into double digits. And as we went into December, it started to get weaker and weaker. And on the 17th of December, the Turkish Central Bank announced that it was reducing its rate again to 14%. And that's when value hit its all-time low on this chart of 16.4 to $1. So at that point, it looked like the value of the Turkish lira was going to keep falling dramatically. There didn't seem to be an end in sight. However, at that point, the Turkish Central Bank stepped in and made an intervention. Now, initially, it was reported that they spent $7 billion buying lira in the international markets to try to improve the exchange rate. And we can see that it did work, and the exchange rate then came back down to around about 11 lira to the dollar. However, after the intervention, we can see that the rate then shot back up to over 13 to 1, and that's where it's remained through January. However, as an update, the data that we've seen for December shows that the Turkish Central Bank sold nearly $20 billion in foreign reserves in December to support the currency. So the initial estimate of $7 billion was a lot less than what they actually invested into the markets to support the Turkish lira. It's almost three times that amount. And that's really the root cause of why the foreign reserves are now so low and why Turkey is facing a currency crisis. So looking at the exchange rate graph between lira and US dollars, it looks like the Turkish lira has stabilized quite nicely in January and is trading now at a range somewhere between 13 and 14 lira to the dollar. But why is that? Why has the lira suddenly stabilized when all of the fundamentals are still negative? We've still got very high inflation. In fact, the latest inflation figures that have just come out show that we're now at a 20-year high for Turkish inflation. We've still got falling interest rates, and the Turkish Central Bank have made it clear that they're maintaining that strategy. They will carry on reducing interest rates. And we've also got a lot of other issues going on in the Turkish economy, such as the trade deficit, the need to keep buying gas, and so on. So it seems counterintuitive that the Turkish lira has now stabilized against the dollar. And the information that we've seen indicates that Turkey is still intervening in the currency markets, but they're not announcing any of these interventions to the world. So it appears that in the last week of January, the Turkish Central Bank spent around $1 billion stabilizing the currency. And this situation is what's referred to as a managed exchange rate or dirty float in colloquial terms, which means that the central bank is continuing to buy Turkish lira in the currency markets to maintain that value at somewhere around about 13 to 1. Now, the Turkish Central Bank has not formally announced any market interventions since mid-December, and the governor is denying making any interventions and said that no intervention took place on December the 20th. Despite the fact that the value of the lira moved from around 16 to 1 to 11 to 1 over the course of a couple of days, which seems unbelievable as nobody else was buying lira in the markets at that point. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, clearly the value of the Turkish lira in the international markets is really important for the Turkish economy. Turkey is a net importer. It has to buy in goods, but it also has to buy in energy. And it can't stop buying the energy. There is no option of not buying in natural gas to keep the fire stations creating electricity for the whole of the country, and also for the gas to be used in homes for heating and cooking and by industry. And one of the biggest exporters in Turkey is iron and steel. And those industries use a lot of gas in their processes. So the value of the lira is clearly very important to the Turkish Central Bank, and that's why they made interventions in the market in December. But the level of stability that we've seen in January indicates that those interventions have continued throughout the course of this year. Now, the Turkish Central Bank hasn't announced any formal interventions, but it just doesn't make sense for the Turkish lira to suddenly stabilize. The fundamentals are still the same. We're still looking at extremely high levels of inflation. We're still looking at reducing interest rates. And the combination of those two factors doesn't tell the international markets that we've now got a stable situation in Turkey. What it says is that we're going against everybody's normal beliefs that when you've got high inflation, you should increase rates, and we're going to reduce them. So potentially reducing rates can fuel spending even further and drive up inflation faster. And when you've got high levels of inflation and falling interest rates, that means that your currency is not attractive to international buyers. And because Turkey doesn't have a lot of raw materials and natural resources, there is no drive to buy the Turkish lira. So when you look at the big picture, the Turkish lira should still be falling in value. And it looks like the main reason that it isn't is because the Turkish Central Bank are continuing with their intervention policy, but they're just not announcing any of that to the international markets. Now, as I said at the start of this video, It can make sense to make an intervention if there's a short-term blip. If something happens which is moving the price on a short-term basis, then it does make sense to spend some money stabilizing your currency and wait for that to pass. But that's not the situation here. What we've got is long-term fundamentals which are driving down the value of the lira. And if the Turkish bank is making interventions, then it's artificially keeping that price high. Now that can't go on forever because Turkey is short of currency and it needs that currency to buy natural gas to keep electricity and industry and homes fed. So there's an impending crisis here. We're looking at the foreign currency reserves getting dangerously low. We're seeing the central bank pulling as many levers as they can to get more currency in. So they've asked the population to hand over all of their currency. They've asked all of the industry to hand over a lot of their currency. And they're offering citizenship to people from foreign countries in order to get some more foreign currency in the bank. But at some point, those reserves are going to run out. And once that happens, then we've got a real problem for Turkey. Because firstly, the currency is going to devalue further. So if they stop making any interventions, then we'll have an open market on the Turkish lira. And as there's very little drive to buy Turkish lira right now, we could see the value really fall dramatically. But more importantly, we're going to see Turkey being unable to carry on buying in natural gas. And if that happens, then we will see more blackouts and we will see the lack of supply to industry and homes starting to hurt exports and starting to cause real problems with the population of Turkey who won't be able to heat their homes or do any cooking. So there is a real crisis here. And in this video, I've covered off what happened to the Turkish lira between 1946 and 2005, when the original Turkish lira was denominated. And there is a genuine risk here that if the value of the new Turkish lira suddenly starts to plummet in the international markets, then Turkey could be facing a second redenomination of its currency. So I will keep you posted on what's happening in Turkey, what's happening to the currency, as soon as there's any further news. Hopefully you've enjoyed the content of this video. If you did, then please give me a thumbs up. If you haven't subscribed, then please do so already. And if you've got any comments on this video, any of my other videos, or the new mic that I'm using today, then please pop it down below and I'll try to respond to as many as I can.